Thanks for downloading and listening to Marlins Rewind. If there's ever been an example why you should hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcast every morning to rewind every single Marlins game, it was yesterday. And to run you through all of Friday, April 29th, here's Glenn Geffner.
These last 22 hours have really been remarkable on and off the field for this Marlins team. It began last night, wrapping up a four-game series sweep of the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, a historic first for Miami. Then, just minutes after the game ended, the devastating news that Dee Gordon had been suspended for 80 games for testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. Then an all-night flight from L.A. to Milwaukee, long day today. And then a wild ball game here tonight in which the Marlins nearly threw a no-hitter and then nearly coughed up a 6-0 lead in the ninth inning. They hang on, though. They beat the Brewers 6-3 to cap this just remarkable last day for this ball club. A young team, still a developing team, but the character of this Marlins ball club early on in this season really beginning to shine through. Marlins tonight win their sixth in a row. So much happened in this ball game. It's hard to know really where to start, but we'll start at the very beginning. Top of the first, Ichiro leading off tonight in D. Gordon's absence, playing right field with Giancarlo getting a night off. Started the game with a single off of Zach Davies, and with Martin Prado at the plate, a milestone for the incomparable Ichiro.
Here's the pitch. And again, Ichiro's on the move, swing and a miss. And strike three, Prado down on strikes, and Ichiro has the stolen base. For Ichiro, stolen base number 500 puts him in terrific company. First of all, Ichiro becomes the eighth player with 2,900 or more hits and 500 stolen bases. He joins Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Paul Molitor, Eddie Collins, Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock, and Barry Bonds.
He became the 38th player in history to steal 500 bases in his career, and Ichiro is at second with nobody out in the first. Martin Prado struck out on that stolen base. Christian Yelich then took a called third strike, so the Marlins had Ichiro in scoring position, but there were two outs when Marcelo Ozuna walked, giving Justin Bour a shot to give Miami the early lead.
The set, the pitch, the 2-2, and Bour swings and drives a ball in the air to right center. It is going to be up, up, and away, and a home run for Justin Bour. The Marlins have a 3-0 lead. Did he ever save this inning?
Well, the Marlins scored three in the first. Adam Conley set down the side in order in the first, did it again in the second. And in the top of the third, Martin Prado doubled. He went 3-for-5 tonight, his third consecutive three-hit game. With one out, Marcelo Ozuna walked. So the Marlins had two men aboard for Justin Bour again. Bour charges one toward the gap in left center field. He's having a big night. It's going to roll to the wall. Coming around third, Prado, he scores. Ozuna will be held, caught off with third. Quick throw back there, and he's out. Turned too far around third base, and he was gunned down for the second out in the inning. It's a double for Bour, a run batted in, a 4-0 Marlins lead, but the Marlins lose Marcel at third base. He was out 7-4-5, Braun to Rivera to the third baseman, Hill. In the bottom of the third, Adam Conley again, a 1-2-3 inning. He was perfect through three. He took that 4-0 lead into the fourth inning when the Brewers got their first base runner. Domingo Santana led off with a slow ground ball toward shortstop, charged by Miguel Rojas, and Rojas had to roll right up his arm for an E6. Then Jonathan Villar walked, and Ryan Braun walked, so the Brewers didn't have a hit, but they had the bases loaded with nobody out against Conley. Adam then came back to strike out Jonathan Lucroy for the first out, then went after the very dangerous Chris Carter. The 1-0 from Conley, ground ball to third. Prado's got it, down to second for one. Dietrich to first, double play, and Conley escapes. The Brewers had him loaded with nobody out. But Conley strikes out Lucroy, then Carter bounces into a 5-4-3 double play. Conley's shutout remains intact. So 4-0 into the fifth. Miami looking for more. Put the first two men on. Martin Prado a single. Christian Yelich a walk. First and second. Nobody out for Marcell Ozuna.
And the pitch. And Marcell hits this ball on the ground to third. Up with it. The third baseman Hill throws down to second. They get one and they get two. Triple play. They got the out at second on a bang-bang play and turned the triple play. And that was an amazing start to that by Hill. And then the off-balance throw because going into second, Yelich took Rivera down. And he still got the throw away to first base for the triple play.
For the Brewers, the seventh triple play they've turned in their franchise history. for the Marlins, the fifth they've hit into, first since 2002. Marlins haven't turned a triple play since the 2002 season. They hit into one here tonight. The Brewer starter Zach Davies was gone after five innings. He allowed four runs on six hits, walked three, struck out five, allowed the Boer homer. He threw 92 pitches, 54 strikes. Blaine Boyer came on to start the sixth, and the first man he faced, Justin Boer.
The pitch, and here's a drive high into the air to right field. Going back, Santana looking up at the wall. It is up, up and away, and a home run for Boer, the second of the day for Justin, and a five-run ball game for the Marlins. All five RBIs belong to Justin Boer. Is he ever having a day?
Indeed, his second career two-home run game, his first ever five RBI game. He'd knocked in all the runs, and the Marlins had a 5-0 lead in the top of the sixth. Adam Conley, meanwhile, just rolled on. He set down the side in order in the sixth inning. He allowed a two-out walk. That was it to Chris Carter. In the seventh inning, he took a no-hitter into the eighth. He was at 100 pitches through seven innings, got the chance to start the eighth. He caught Ramon Flores looking for strike three, strikeout number seven, out number one in the eighth. Then he walked Colin Walsh, who was batting for the first time in the ballgame. Walsh, who was just 1-for-19 in the big leagues, walked with one out in the eighth inning. And we were wondering, how long would Don Mattingly stay with Adam Conley? That pitch count mounting as he faced Hernan Perez. The 1-2 pitch is in the air, right center field, over Ozuna, and he makes the catch. A couple of steps short of the warning track, two down. Now here comes Don Mattingly. That may be it. You say, hey, let him go, but he's at 116 pitches. As the fans here boo, Adam Conley is going to be done after 7 2/3 no-hit innings tonight in Milwaukee, 116 pitches. 116 pitches, more than he's ever thrown in a big league game. Conley walked four, he struck out seven. He left with that no-hitter intact after 7 2/3, and at that time he had a 5-0 lead. So Jose Ureña, who was the hero in L.A. just two nights ago, came on in that eighth inning. First man he faced was Domingo Santana, and Santana hit a hot smash back to the mound. The pitcher, Ureña, knocked it down. He couldn't find the baseball. He was looking around, finally located it right at the base of the pitcher's mound. He picked it up, and he fired to first base late. Santana was safe and was immediately called an E1. The error charged to Ureña, and the no-hitter remained intact with two on now and two outs. Jonathan Villar came to the plate. He hit a comebacker to Ureña. This one fielded cleanly. Ureña threw to first, and we were through eight. The Marlins had a 5-0 lead and a combined no-hitter intact. In the top of the ninth, facing David Goforth, Marlins got an add-on run, a leadoff double from Miguel Rojas. He went 2-for-4 tonight, starting at shortstop. He was at second with two outs for Ichiro.
And the pitch to Ichiro, a swing and a ground ball through the left side. Base hit coming around third. Rojas, here comes the throw. Here comes Rojas, slides in safely. Ichiro goes to second on the throw, and the Marlins have a 6-0 lead on Ichiro's second hit of the game. 2,945.
We went to the bottom of the ninth. Marlins up 6-0. Jose Ureña out there to try to lock down the combined no-hitter, which would have been a first in Marlins franchise history. He struck out the leadoff man, Ryan Braun. Braun, the biggest of the Brewers' bats, went 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. He was the first out in inning number 9. Then Ureña faced catcher Jonathan Lucroy.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch. A swing here and a line drive. Softly hit out into right. It's off the glove of Dietrich, who went back, reached for it, and it's off his glove in front of Ichiro, and they have a base runner and a hit. 8 1/3. No-hit ball thrown by Conley and Ureña.
The 8 1/3 no-hit innings tonight, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Lucroy was at first base. Chris Carter then grounded to third for the second out. Lucroy taking second base. Marlins were not away from a 6-0 win, but these Brewers would not go quietly. Pinch hitter Alex Presley singled. That brought Lucroy home, made it a 6-1 game. Then he scored on an RBI double by Ramon Flores, suddenly a 6-2 game. And when Colin Walsh had an RBI single, that brought Flores home. It was a 6-3 game, and Urania's night was over. Marlins at that point brought their closer in on a night when they didn't think they'd need A.J. Ramos. And A.J. wasn't particularly sharp in this ballgame. He walked pinch hitter Kirk Nieuwenhuis. He then walked Domingo Santana. And suddenly, trailing 6-3, the Brewers had the bases loaded, two outs in the ninth. The winning man at the plate, A.J. Ramos, facing shortstop Jonathan Villar.
Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball game is over. Ramos finally able to throw a strike and get it past a Brewer bat. Villar is down on strikes. Nine went to the plate for Milwaukee. They scored three runs, but the Marlins win. Adam Conley comes up big today, the winning pitcher. 6-3 over the Brewers, and a strong no-hit bid by Conley for 7 2/3 innings before the bullpen took over. 6-3 the final.
Marlins win their sixth in a row. For Miami, six runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 5 runners left on base. For the Brewers, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 8. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, his first victory of the year. He's 1-1, 7 2/3 innings of no-hit, no-run baseball. He walked 4, struck out 7. He left after 116 pitches, 71 strikes, and 45 balls. Zach Davies, the starter and loser for the Brewers, he allowed 4 runs on 6 hits in 5 innings. He's 0-3 starts. A.J. Ramos with his 7th save of the season, his 16th in a row going back to last year. Time of the game was 3 hours, 2 minutes, and a crowd of 23,215 was here to see it at Miller Park. The Marlins, with their 6th win in a row, are a 500 team for the first time since they were 3-3. They are 11-11 with the victory here tonight. They are 9-4 on the road, now 6-2 on this 10-game road trip with 2 games remaining here against the Brewers. Brewers, meanwhile, fall to 8-14 on the season. They're 5-7 here at Miller Park.
All right, so the rundown one more time. The early morning news breaks. Ichiro steals his 500th base. Justin Bour hits 2 home runs. The Brewers turn a triple play. Ichiro gets 2 base hits and moves closer to 3,000. Adam Conley works a no-hitter into the 8th inning. The game-winning run comes to the plate in the 9th. A.J. Ramos remains perfect in save situations. The Marlins have a 500 record, and the storyline that's most important and almost buried under everything else is that Miami continued its win streak to 6 games. We've got until tonight to recover, but at 6:40, Kyle Seeloff hits the air with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico again. First pitch in Milwaukee is 7:10 this evening. Yesterday exemplified why you should hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcast to see what excitement every ballgame holds. Wake up every morning with the fish and catch all games on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.